I hope you've been watching and monitoring a debate over a parent's right to circumcise a baby child. Now, it could well be that the vast majority of people listening right now are not Jewish or Muslim and really don't have much of a concern about circumcision. Please think again. This is a very pertinent and germane and significant pro-life issue. It's not really about circumcision. It's not about the ritual circumcision, the removal of the foreskin of a baby boy under the great faiths of Judaism or Islam. It's about a parent's right to do, in the context of great tradition and God worship, what they believe to be appropriate. A group of secular humanist zealots have come forward to say, we don't care about 6,000 years of history. We don't care about your faith. In fact, we despise your faith. You have no right to do such a thing. Now, we can debate the issue, whether it really is an effect on a child or not. I was circumcised. My father's Jewish. I had a bris, as it was called. I don't know of any huge psychological trauma. Many of you would argue with that and say the guy's crazy because of it. One of my sons was also circumcised. It goes on all the time with Gentiles as well as Jews, with Muslims as well as people from other faiths. But it is about a parent's right within the confines of decent moral behavior to say, this is my child, and you have no right to tell me what to do. This is nothing like genital mutilation. There are absolutes, of course. There are moral rights and wrongs. The female genital mutilation that does occur in parts of Africa, which has nothing to do with Islam, by the way, and is in fact a pagan ritual that some cultures adopt, is wrong. And we can make the absolute argument to show that women are damaged, are hindered by such revolting behavior. But male circumcision is nothing like that. What it is a wonderful and time-honored and glorious bond between a family and a new member of that family. And people who do not regard or relish family, and who frankly have declared war on faith, are screaming and shouting, we will tie your hands even further. Easy to fall into humor, I suppose, when it comes to discussion of areas below the waist. And in a way, it is funny. Funny that we can actually take the arguments of these lunatics seriously. Please be on the right side on this debate. Please stand up and be counted. It's one of many in a great culture war that we're all very much part of. For LifeSite News, this is Michael Corrin saying take care, God bless, and goodbye.